Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Unless you're a radio geek like me, you may not remember this.
Oh, yeah, I can see the thing's body now. It's large, and large as a bear. Ladies and gentlemen, it's indescribable. I can hardly force myself to keep looking at it.
War of the Worlds. Orson Welles.
Nobody alive right now remembers that, really. Come on.
Well, that's what I said. You got to be a radio geek. It's in on Raven. Why would I play a radio clip from 1938? So, War of the Worlds, if you're not familiar, was basically... It was like theater on radio, but people believed that it was real when this happened. So people thought that New York and New Jersey were being invaded by Mars.
Well, it was presented in a docu-style as it was a news report. And people were not familiar with that trick yet in entertainment. I don't think really had anybody done it before to that scale.
Right, and they used like such accurate places where the aliens were invading Jersey.
That
people went into hysteria, were like running out, and people were hospitalized because they were freaking out. Anyway, why do I even bother bringing this up?
I have no idea.
Because my house was built in 1938, which is the same year that this happened. Mm-hmm. And I have, and Raven, I've mentioned this to you before.
Many antique radios. It's Anna's thing. She collects them.
I also have been looking for newspapers, because this was all over every front page of every newspaper.
Okay.
I've been looking for it like crazy for years, right?
Okay.
eBay has one right now. Here's the thing. It's $340, and it's the San Francisco Chronicle. I wanted a New York paper, you know?
Don't do it, man. Don't do it. Your husband will kill you. Don't do it.
He knows I really want one of these.
Sometimes with auctions, we get caught up in things, all right? You know, I did this one time. I was at a charity auction, I remember, and, of course, they liquidate you. They get you a little bit lubed up during the cocktail hour when the silent auction is going on, and then you go in for the live auction.
Yep.
And I got caught up in the live auction there, and I won a Maine lakefront cabin that was, like, 10 seconds from Canada. Yeah, it sounds great. It was an absolutely beautiful place. It was like a palace. It was like a chalet. It's for, like, 10 people. Here's the thing. I didn't even have a girlfriend at the time.
Oh.
I went up there. The water was like 50 degrees and it was facing a nudist colony. So sometimes these things backfire.
I was about to say, I thought you
got to be careful.
Like jackpot at that point.
No, because it's not like what you think. It's not going to be Cancun on a topless beach.
Yeah.
No, it's more like Santa, and he's always jolly and red in all the wrong places. It's terrible.
I bought a couple things at auction that I love. So I went to a New Year's Day auction many years ago before I even had my kids, where I still thought spending money was okay.
Yeah.
And I had bought, two sisters had been busted by the FBI for all kinds of fraud, and their Chanel bags had been seized.
Right.
So I bought two of their Chanel bags.
Oh, you told me about the bags.
Yeah.
And
I
you did well.
Two Chanel bags. Yeah, I did well. I love those bags. And then I also, one time, went on eBay when Tori Spelling lost all her money.
Right.
Tori Spelling from 90210.
Right.
And I bought a bunch of her clothes, and they were cheap. I got, like really
you
expensive
feel like that
things.
Was a win or that was a loss?
I felt bad for her, and her loss, I guess, was my gain. But 1-800-330-9999. When it comes to auctions, what's that unique thing that you got? Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. 1-800-330-9999. What did you buy at auction? It could be online auction or auction in person when we were allowed to leave our houses. It's Anna and Raven. This comes up because I've been looking for a 1938 front page newspaper of War of the Worlds from Orson Welles about the reporting.
You're a dork.
I'm a radio geek. What do you want? That's what I do.
Dork.
Right? But there's one for sale right now on eBay.
Yeah.
But I'm always hesitant to tell one
them,
by an eBay.
Tell them what it is. Tell them how much it costs.
$340.
$340. And it's not even the one you want. You want one from the East Coast. You don't want one from the West Coast.
Yeah,
it's
want a
San
New York
Francisco paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just because they
should just buy like a print of it, a lithograph.
No, I don't want a fake one. I want a real one framed in my house that
was the same
year.
First world problems on this one.
Well, it's been a long time I've been looking for it, you know? I collect these kind of things. But I think a lot of people buy strange things at auctions.
Yeah,
don't you
think? I bought a cabin I had absolutely no use for. I did it.
Yep.
I don't know why.
Right.
Never again.
Right.
Never again.
Yeah.
It's made me hesitant from then on.
I bought Tori Spelling's clothes when she lost all her money. She had to sell things online.
Yeah.
I have like a really cool Tori Burch jacket from her.
Mm-hmm.
I have.
Do you wear these things?
Well, the truth is I was a lot thinner when I got it. You know, she's real skinny.
So really not a great purchase then.
Well, you know, I could.
You helped put Tori's kids through school.
I guess.
And that's good.
So we asked you, what did you buy at auction? And on our Facebook page, you can always search Anna and Raven. Daniela wrote, it's not quite strange, but I buy all my cars at auction. I've never done that.
Oh, yeah, I did. I bought a car at auction.
Did
actually.
You?
Yeah, it was exciting. I didn't get the first two that I looked at, but I got an incredible deal on the one that I did end up buying.
Really?
Yeah, it was exciting.
Huh. Marianne Roche wrote, a typewriter table. That's cool.
All right.
I bought a typewriter.
Yeah.
But it wasn't at auction. It was at a flea market. Not the same.
No.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What did you buy at auction?
Okay, well, I bought a $600 case of wine, and I don't know anything about wine. It was for this cancer thing, and I just did it, and my husband was livid. Like, he's going to kill me because this is ridiculous.
That was an easy hole to fall into, though, in your defense. I mean, it's booze, so you can feel good about that. It's for kids. It's charity. You're stuck at home. You're thinking it as, like, this is storage supplies. But then you end up drinking the case in, like, a week.
$600, though, when you don't know anything about wine.
Well, that's what happens. They loosen you up a little bit.
Do you know if it's, like, a good wine?
I don't even know. That's the thing. I don't know
you'll
what I
out.
Bought.
Right.
When you open it, you'll find out.
Well, enjoy it. Every night, like, you pour yourself a glass, and you're, like, just thinking about all the children that you're helping. Good for you.
Right.
I like it.
True.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you buy at an auction?
I bought an old milk jug. I collect them, so it costs $325.
$325 for a milk jug?
Wait, what?
Wait, what's a milk jug? Like the small ones?
No, this one was from the 1800s, and it was when it was wooden, and it's more like a bucket than a jug. But it was for when the pioneers were collecting milk from cows, right from the cow, and then they would bring it into the house and stuff. So I just thought it was really cool. I collect them, so it was one that I wanted to have.
But do you collect them, or is just you? This is your first one, your first milk jug?
No, I have other ones. I have like glass ones and glass bottles that used to be delivered to houses and things like that.
Oh, well, I guess if you collect them.
Yeah, that's not hard to explain to anybody the first time you're meeting them. Here are my jugs of milk from centuries ago. Okay.
It's on my shelf. It's with the other ones.
I just imagine it to be 7,000 pounds. It's quite a shelf.
Nah.
Quite a shelf. Came over on the Mayflower.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.